All right, so let me begin by letting you guys know about what this video is about. So a few weeks ago, the MGTOW subreddit on that Reddit website was taken down, and in response to that, Armor, our owner of MGTOW TV, decided to create his own version of a subreddit. It's similar in some ways to our own live chat, or see where I have the two up here. If I open that, I'm sure you guys, some of you are familiar with this. But this program has some problems with it. Obviously, when the spam accounts come in, they can get in no problem. And they post whatever they post. And if you're an owner of whatever channel, if you don't go there and delete them or whatever, they're just going to keep coming in and coming in and coming in. And that's unfortunately kind of a shit show because they just keep posting shit. The other problem is it's not exactly user-friendly with certain phones. My phone, for example, I literally cannot go in my own pages. So this is what happens when I go into my own page. It loads, and then it gives me this stupid fucker thing. I don't know what the fuck that is, and it's always in this never-ending loading crap. But this system is just really buggy and has issues. It has some cool things, but the cool things about it is that you can upload videos, audio, or pictures and stuff like that, and you can share it with people. And that's all cool. But Armor created his own version using it's kind of similar as the subreddit style. And the way you do that is you go up to your avatar on the top right of your screen. It's just like this on PC as well. And you go and you click on the forums. Now, I've already logged myself in on this site, so it's going to look normal like this for me. But for anyone who's new, it will probably ask you to log in. This site, MGTOW Cafe, is owned by Armor, the guy that runs MGTOW TV. He created it in response to the subreddit, but he also created it in response to, I think, replace that other one that we've been using. Because this one's easier to run, and you can deputize individuals to become moderators on it. He actually made me and a few others as a moderator, so I have that status here. So if and when spammers come in or whatever, I can actually fucking delete them. And like the other day, we had some spammers in here when he first opened it up and told people about it on his channel. And they were just hanging about, just pretty much down here. And I got it to the point where I let him know all these spammers were getting through, and I couldn't access any of them. Eventually, he fixed the moderation status, and I was able to finally take out a lot of these people. However, none of them have come back. It's been like 2 days after he fixed that issue, and I haven't seen any spammers come back in roughly 2 days. Anyway, when you set up your account, it's very simple. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the top right here on the screen and click on these three lines. You'll click on those lines. If you scroll down to the bottom here, oops, if you scroll down to the bottom here, it'll say Install App. Okay? Just hit that, and it will automatically install down to your desktop or whatever. This is for Androids, by the way. And then you'll click on that, and it will ask you to register an account or log in. What you want to do is you want to register your account, because they're not synced. The sites are not synced. So it's not going to take your other information. However, if you want to, you can give yourself the exact name, and you can use your password that you use for MGTOW TV, if you like, to use the site. And by the way, it works really fucking well with the app. Now, depending on which browser you're using, I'm using the Brave browser, as you can see up here, and I'm using the latest version of the Brave browser. I was able to enable a dark mode that doesn't actually come with Armor's chat here. His chat is usually just this pale white background, and I didn't really like that. So, when I got the Brave browser, I installed it through the Brave browser. So, and it uses Brave's settings in order to run. So in Brave, if you want the dark mode to work for you, you would choose your theme, keep that dark, and then you'd go to enable night mode. It says it's experimental, but it works just fine as is. And so now, if you just want to use the app will automatically work enabled with dark mode. And it works really, really well. So anyway, this is the home base. You know, you go here to see the what's new kind of forums. And these are the newest ones that people are talking about. And if you just want to do live chat with people, they have this little guy down here. You can just push it and you can chat with folks. You can go to different rooms. You can even create another room if you want to. Then, actually, if you don't want to look at this little pop-up here, you can actually click on this guy up here top right, and it will open up a much bigger version of the same room. And then the bell thing works just like MGTOW TV does, where you load responses, so when people are talking to you, that's where you go in. And then here is your personal responses to people you're chatting with. And I think I've covered everything. If you want to figure out who's online, one easy way to do that is you go to members here, and then you hit current visitors. And one way to know if someone's online currently, you just hit members, and it'll load that up. Currently, I'm the only one, like, that's a member that's online right now. But, you know, we always have other people kind of lingering in the background, thinking about it, I guess. Either these are people thinking about joining, or they're just the bots trying to get in, and they're too retarded to do it. Now, this robot thing here, this is actually referring to the bots that run the app. And I'm not exactly sure what they do. I think they're called crawlers. I'm not exactly sure what those do, but apparently they are normal, and you don't have to worry about them. I think that they run in the background to run this page, which happens to work really well, and you shouldn't have to run into any issues using this. And in many ways, it's a lot better than using the one through MGTOW TV, this one here. We don't have as many bots. In fact, I haven't run into any of them since day 2, and this is day 3 of that app running. So if you guys want to go over there, feel free to do that. It's open discourse. You know, you can talk about whatever you want. I would think that, you know, give this disclaimer a read first, like when you come in here, and then you can post whatever you want, really. Let's see here. Let's go down to the main menu again. I'm going to go down to here. So, I mean, somebody, you basically, you post a thread and then people can talk about whatever you're talking about. Or you could post your own thread and, start another discussion about anything else. Anyway, I just thought I'd show you guys this, and hopefully you check it out. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it's kind of basic, because what it reminds me of is chat rooms back in the fucking 90s. But it's very simple, it runs great, and I suggest you use it. It's been good so far. So all it needs now is just more people to join. Know what I mean? And that's the only thing it's lacking. All right, guys. Bye-bye.